Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
Well, gentlemen, it's good to be with you today. Looking forward to today's subject for sure.
Yes, sir. Good to be with you. Hope you're doing well.
Doing well here in Kentucky, trying to stay afloat right now. At least this state has the Ark in it. If you've never been, it's something cool to see, but it's a great state to have it in for sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Justin, you doing well?
Yeah, doing good today. Good to be with you guys, and looking forward to our conversation.
Well, I am too. It's a very important topic today. I know you guys would agree. We're going to be looking at today a man in his mind. Last week, we looked at a man in his path, and that was a very important subject about what path our feet are on and where we're going as men. We're going somewhere. Hopefully, we're going in the right direction. But today is a man in his mind winning the battle of the mind. And what do you guys think about that? I mean, it's a very important topic. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. That's kind of where it all starts, I think, whether you're trying to do something outside of the project or you're trying to do something in terms of leading your wife or family and, you know, just even pulling for your favorite football team or baseball team. It's all about mindset.
It is. It is. And we entitled this kind of a subtitle, Winning the Battle for the Mind. And I can't remember who wrote it now. I didn't even think about it until now. I would have looked it up before we got on the air. But there used to be a book out there. I'm sure you guys read it, Every Man's Battle. It's more of a book on sexual purity, but this applies because especially in regards to purity, men do have that battle with their mind, right? It's a battle of every man in their mind. So as we look at kind of the subject, we're going to be looking at what a man thinks. The Bible is clear. And I guess as a kid, I thought my mama used to say it and my daddy said it, and I thought it was from them. But the older I got, I realized they're just quoting scripture. You guys ever heard somebody say, have you lost your mind?
Yeah, I've said that a few times myself.
Hopefully not to your wife, but probably to your kids. My boys, they turned 17 today. Today's their birthday. And I have said to them more than once, like my dad said to me, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And most likely some stages of their life, they probably weren't thinking a whole lot, but actually they were thinking something in their mind. So tell me, guys, answer this question for me. Why is it so important what we think?
Well, scripture says, as a man thinks, so is he. And I think when you consider that thought and think through that thought, you really have a chance to see where you are. Even repentance has to do with changing of your mind. So part of that's just really getting God's heart and what the word says about us and how we can really have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, I think Paul said. So there are several things in God's word that really deal with the mindset, and pray that hopefully as the men listen today, ladies listen today, even as churches probably listen, sometimes churches can't go forward because of mindset and they can't get it over their past or certain ways of doing things they can't get past, can't change their mind for a thought of a new day. So I think part of this is just being able to think critically and carefully according to God's word and letting the word shape our thoughts and our minds.
Yeah, for sure. So I've heard this quote 100 times. I know you have as well, guys, but it's such a good quote to come back to and think about it because it's so true. A.W. Tozer once said, what comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. What a powerful statement.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of what Jesus was talking about there in Matthew 22. And hopefully the listeners know that context, that story, when some of the religious leaders, the lawyers were trying to test him. I always think it's funny when you try to back the Lord Jesus into a corner. It just ain't going to work very well, right? And right. They're asking him, what's the most important commandments? And what did Jesus say there in Matthew 22? I believe it starts in verse 37. He said, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
Yeah.
In other words, Jesus is saying you need, it's important what you think. A.W. Tozer, it's important what you think of God. Amen. So where's your mindset on that, right?
Right.
Yeah, so this proverb here, Proverbs, you quoted Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks, so is he. So tell me, how do you take some of those thoughts captive? Like, how do you start thinking the right things, especially if it's us as men, when you said we've had a mindset that's been so ingrained one way that we got to start thinking differently. I think you said something to the extent, Keith, that if you want to, and I don't know if it's from you or I've listened to some of your stuff today on the 10 lessons to help men win, but if you want to go to places you've never been, you got to start thinking ways you never thought before. So yeah, tell us how you take some things captive there.
That was Ken Blanchard. Ken, I think he made that statement before he came to know Christ, but he wrote a book called Lead Like Jesus, and I think that statement was in that book. But part of
at least you gave him credit for it, you know.
Yeah,
I was giving you credit for it. But.
Yeah, we gave him credit. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians to cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And those are clear commands, you know, cast it down. It's almost like throwing it aside. I heard it said this way, you need to trash your stinking thinking. All the things that we got to do to really take those thoughts captive. And because we're not careful, we have those thoughts that dominate our mind, and those thoughts can be very, very challenging, and they control our life and they push us away from God's will, or maybe it creates a thought of worry, or even sometimes it can create a thought of fear. And so sometimes if we don't recognize that, we could be living in a place of that it's not even reality, but that thought life is dominating our life, and what's really not true, the perception in our mind that it is true. So we live a defeated life and not able to grow and mature and keeping with God's word. So that's why I think I love the word repentance, because it you mean to have a change of mind. And part of that means that if I'm not recognizing that I'm in this bondage because of how I'm thinking, or I'm worrying because of how I'm thinking, then I'm going to be in a very, you know, dark, difficult space. And, you know, you can't lead from that. You can't make good decisions from that. Or if you do make good decision, or if you do make a decision, it's not going to be good, because you're basing it off a perspective that's not even really true, because those thoughts have dominated your mind and Satan wants to make sure that gets in and lands.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think we give much credit for how powerful the mind really is. I love it when science gets all boastful, or biology or whatever gets all boastful about things they discovered about the mind or the power of meditation, all the while scripture has been screaming it all along, right?
Yeah.
But the mind is so powerful. I've heard the mind can affect the gut can affect the mind.
Right.
And I've even read up on some things with, especially with anxiety and depression, that, you know, this thought process that I'm telling you, your mind's powerful enough that if you believe it for a long period of time, you will believe it to be true.
Right.
It can be so ingrained in that mind. And that's why, you know, scientists or whatever, or guys have come up with this thing called mindfulness, and it's basically replacing thoughts in your mind. And if you dwell on those things long enough, those negative, bad thoughts will start losing power and the positive thoughts will start taking place. I think I've heard it something like this. When you're, I'm from South Georgia, so we used to do a thing called mud bogging, where you go into the mud and four-wheel drive truck. And if you create ruts in the mud, it's your car tires, your truck tires are going to stay in those ruts, right? It's really hard to pull out of those ruts. And that's kind of like the thoughts of depression and anxiety and sexual thoughts, or even porn addiction, whatever guys may be struggling with in their thought life, that it starts creating ruts in your brain. It's hard to get out of those. And so what they say, and I'm putting up parentheses in my hands, but they say you start thinking about something different, you can create new ruts in your brain. Well, I think Paul said something a little better than that. He said in Philippians 4:8, whatever is true, noble, just, and lovely, think on these things. meditate on these things and let our minds start accepting these things that we're supposed to be dwelling on. So, I mean, don't you think that's what it, you know, he's meaning by taking every thought captive?
Well, if we're not careful, you know, those empty thoughts can really have, well, I like to call it demonic reasoning. So that's most of the time, if we're not paying attention to our thought life or thinking about what we're thinking about, those they can really take hold of our life. And I would say it can lead to a place of death. So if I'm thinking a negative thought about my wife, how she's just not paying attention to me, she's disrespecting me or whatever. And if I live in that, if I'm not careful, I'll make a decision of death. And, you know, it may not, my marriage may not die that day, but if I don't get out of that mindset and really replace that thought, like the passage in Philippians 4 says, then, you know, I'm basically thinking a lie. I'm just letting that lie have its way in my life. And I think Satan wants to do that with us. So we have one way to think. We can think the way Satan wants us to think, or we can think the way the scriptures want us to think. And one of them produces death and the other one produces life. And those are powerful thoughts. And I think we sometimes don't really understand the significant impact just in how we think and what we can accomplish or what we cannot accomplish.
Yeah. So these guys were saying, and what Paul, under the divine inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says it better: you are what you think. Dwell on these things. That's why it's important to take these thoughts captive. But, and I want to remind the listeners that they can go on the, not only the podcast, but the app, and listen to these 10 lessons of biblical manhood to help men win. And in that sermon where you were teaching men, Keith, you talked about that demonic reasoning versus divine revelation out of 2 Corinthians 10 to keep us in, you know, not in bondage to the enemy. And you, I think you said it something of the degree, I want you to expound on it for us a little bit. It's best to illustrate that with two chairs. What chair are you sitting in, the demonic reasoning or the divine revelation? Can you expound on that just a little bit? And I know guys can go listen to it deeper, but just because that, honestly, as somebody who's struggled with depression, went through a season of more circumstantial depression where my mind was running like crazy. I could not take thoughts captive. They ran away on me, especially at night. This two-chair illustration on what chair am I sitting in, one's leading to bondage and fear, one's leading to life, that really helped me out. I think it helped the guys out there listening. You can expound on that a little more.
Yeah, I mean, those two questions you referenced too, you know, what are you thinking, or have you lost your mind? I was posed with that early on in my ministry, and, you know, you're coming in as a new pastor, and obviously there's things that you sense the Spirit leading you in, the Word's teaching you about that possibly needs some change. And so one of the major challenges as a young pastor I faced was just mindset of the people that I pastored. And I was preaching through Nehemiah when God used this, helped me realize this. And so I actually went to Philippians and some other passages, 2 Corinthians 10. And I just remember before I preached that day, that the text, I got two chairs out, set them out, and the Lord just gave me this illustration in my own mind. And so I was actually teaching from the chairs that day. And it was convicting, because I just sat there and thought, if I make decisions with bondage, or at least in demonic reasoning, I've got bondage that's controlling me. I've got worry that's controlling me. Fear that's controlling me. You can go down the list, you know, ultimately death. It may not die then, but, you know, because what I felt in my heart as a shepherd at the time was helping the people realize what are you thinking? What's holding you back? And why are you thinking like you're thinking? Why can't we go forward? Or why can't we trust God for what he said in his word? And then the other chair was the other side of it, where you can actually think, you know, blessings replaces the bondage if I have divine revelation. Worship replaces the worry if I have divine revelation, if God's speaking into me, shaping my mind. Yeah. And then faith replaces the fear. And so I just, my whole heart that day as a shepherd was, you know, I want to ask which chair are you sitting in? And even teaching it in the 10 lessons, it was just helping men realize that if you're not careful, you're going to be dominated by these thoughts. And the other side, you know, demonic reasoning, those thoughts dominate your mind. And then the other side are the thoughts that develop your mind, which is divine revelation. And so the other thing I think that you mentioned earlier is meditation. And so my whole point in that message that day was get them to meditate or think through why they're thinking what they're thinking. What's the driving force behind the decisions that they are potentially making without even realizing it, especially in the demonic reasoning side, because so many marriages end in death, but they're still married because of their thought life. So many men don't take a step because their thought life keeps them, you know, handicapped and paralyzed. And that's why, you know, when you mentioned your sons about asking, you know, what are you thinking? Were you even considering why you did what you did?
Yeah.
And then there's the other biblical word we find in Proverbs is prudence, is actually thinking through the decision before you make it. And you want to be right where God would have you to stand. And so when you consider the action you're going to take or an action you might take in the future, if you haven't thought through that, you're most likely not going to be prepared to make a good decision.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you, we want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.